WRJN AccuWeather forecast. As we come to the end of October, some mild weather is actually coming in for today and tonight.
Okay. Well, today and tonight it's going to be getting a little bit better as we start heading in toward Friday, I do believe. And temperatures are going to be a little bit warmer on Friday as well. Shall we try the temperatures as we go into our computers and see what's going on? And that's not happening either.
It's 43 in Kenosha.
Okay.
40 in Burlington.
I heard that.
44 in Milwaukee.
Close behind.
And 43 in beautiful Racine.
Thank you, sir. WRJN Newscast, again in podcast form on the webpage, WRJN.com, and at WRJN News for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.
We had a couple of power surges there while Tom Karkle was doing his potentially award-winning newscast. That was exciting.
The blinking lights didn't bother me. It's when the computers don't work.
Well, everything seems to be working still here, even with that power surge.
Hmm.
So,
all right.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, bright and early, as I continue to pinch hit for the Hammer, Mike MC Hammer Clemens at 5:30.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. So I've got Mark Eichhorst in here, Racine's number one Cubs fan, and another longtime Cubs fan, Dorothy Farrell, was the 90-year-old beautiful human behind first base that the Fox Sports cameras were fixated on when the Cubs clinched the pennant against the Dodgers. And then, of course, I mean, she looked just so happy, as everybody did at Wrigley Field.
You know, I remember her from when all the Cub games were on WGN, and whenever they'd get to the seventh inning stretch and play Take Me Out to the Ball Game, they always showed her every day. And she said she had her, as you said, her season ticket since 1984.
84, 90 years old.
Yep.
And then they interviewed her right after the game, and they asked Dorothy, 90 years old, what she wanted to do to celebrate the Cubs' first pennant since 1945. And she said she wanted to celebrate with Jägermeister.
Yep.
And then speaking of WGN, one of the WGN morning guys, Pat Tomasulo, took Dorothy to a bar and fulfilled her desire. And here's how that sounded on the WGN morning news.
Okay.
Bottoms up.
Here's to it and to again. If you don't do it when you get to it, you may never get to do it again.
Whatever the heck you just said.
Here's the first shot.
Do you have any idea how far that interview of you on TV has spread? You were on at least 24 sports blogs.
Oh,
does that mean anything to you, sports blogs?
No.
Are you going to try and capitalize on this? Like
no,
start a podcast or an Instagram?
They think these things are stupid.
Cell phones.
You know what? I think they're stupid, too.
I mean, they cause a lot of problems. People come into the ball game and they start with that.
They're in the phone.
In the front
time.
Seat, neck, front row. I said, put the damn thing away.
Shot number two.
You know, it doesn't get any better the longer I keep drinking it. I didn't think anybody under the age of 23 drank Jägermeister. Do you actually like the taste of this, or do you just party?
I like to just get feeling good.
Have you ever gotten in trouble drinking too much Jaeger?
No.
No?
No. Jimmy, did I ever...
I just meant like pee on the side of a house in college, but that too.
Shot number three.
Besides watching the Cubs, what else do you do for fun?
Not much. I used to ball, but I'm getting too old.
What's your high game?
I had a 2, I think it was 230.
Get out of here. You're not using the bumpers when you ball, are you?
No.
Favorite singer or band?
Dean Martin.
Dean Martin. You're nobody till somebody loves you.
Oh, my.
Shot number
you're
4.
Nobody till somebody.
Let's talk about
cares.
Baseball. Top three favorite Cubs of all time.
Mark Grace. He was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I like to watch. I like to look at his ass.
She said she likes to look at his batting stance.
He was friendly and he was nice. He came over the dugout and one day he said, Dorothy.
He was nice to a lot of female fans. Let's
no,
just
he said, another thing we don't do at Wrigley is... The wave.
The wave.
The wave. the wave.
He almost took my eye out there, but that's okay. We'll just edit that out.
Almost poked his eye out.
We'll just edit that out.
Shot number five.
You're like the Terminator.
You can't make a face.
It tastes awful.
Well, I could go, but I don't.
How many cameras are there right now?
I can't even see the cameras.
This is our last one, and we're not going to make any note of the fact that mine isn't filled all the way to the top, or that a 90-year-old woman is drinking me under the table.
All I want to know is, did I do a good job?
You did a fantastic job, Dorothy. You were on national TV, this rinky-dink show that 11 people are watching. You'll be fine, believe me. Dorothy, thank you so much for sitting down with me. I appreciate it. Thank you for the drinks and the knowledge. And we should do it again sometime.
Anytime, baby. How about tomorrow?
How about tomorrow? 90-year-old Chicago Cubs fan Dorothy Farrow celebrating the Cubs' entrance into the World Series for the first time since 1945 with WRJN TV morning news host Pat Tomasulo. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Clint Klein, and we're talking with Minnesota Twins and former Milwaukee Brewers play-by-play man Corey Provis. So you do any good Euchre impressions?
Oh, I got a million of them. I do it all the time. I'll just drive in the car and be like, from Miller Park in Milwaukee on a beautiful fall evening, it's the Brewers and the Cubs in game two of a three-game series.
Who's he going to get them to imitate next? Glenn Klein, middays on your radio friend, WRJN.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles.